I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Earlier this year, a federal court in Alabama ruled that businesses can decide to not hire people who have dreadlocks. When a group of Hartford students found out about this, they wanted to learn more. In September, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that it's okay for employers to tell their employees that they can't wear dreadlocks. The case was brought by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against a company that rescinded a job offer to an African-American woman who refused to cut off her dreads. When some students from Hartford's Journalism and Media Academy Magnet School found out about it, they were shocked.
I feel like they just want all our hair to be the same.
Yeah. Plain.
Straight down. And you can easily just run your fingers through it, like Nicole.
I can do that to myself.
I can't do that all the time, trust me.
Do you mean dog?
One of the students we just heard from is Madison Frame. About 6 years ago, she decided she wanted dreadlocks, but she never thought her hair would be so controversial. Madison works at a Hartford nonprofit. I went there to talk to her about her hair. She says she dreaded her hair because she just wanted a simple hairstyle that she could manage.
For me, I dreaded my hair because my regular hair was becoming too much to handle, and I needed a tamer way of doing it, I guess.
At the time, Madison didn't realize that dreadlocks, also known as dreads or locks, carry a lot of symbolic baggage, some good, some not so good. She got her first taste of the not so good when she went to a magnet high school with a business theme.
Whenever we went on field trips to other businesses and corporations, I would get told to put my hair up or put a beanie on, cover it up, because dreadlocks weren't business-like.
Hair is extremely important in relationship to our identity, in relationship to our history.
That's Mary Phillips, a professor of African and African American studies at Lehman College. She says hair has been used for centuries as a means of control. Slave owners would cut their slaves' hair as punishment. Nowadays, the control is much more subtle, she says, but still psychologically damaging.
That's intricately tied to the legacy and roots of the Black experience. You know, part of that cutting of our hair was a way to strip us of that identity, a way to police us, a way to punish us, a way to violate our bodies, which you still see happening today.
But Connecticut-based labor attorney Dan Schwartz says that when it comes to racial discrimination based on hair, it really depends on how you look at it.
I think there are a lot of people that would look at that and say, no, that's an immutable characteristic. And then there are others that say, well, it's really more a preference.
And herein lies the problem. Without a clear definition of what race means, it's hard to know whether a hair discrimination case is also racial discrimination. But beyond racial discrimination, there is also this issue of identity. And hair discrimination can be seen in grooming policies across society. In 2014, the Army banned a variety of Black hairstyles. School dress codes sometimes have the same restrictions, as do many companies. So if courts say that it's okay for employers or schools or the Army to ban certain hairstyles, does that have an effect on the self-esteem of people who wear their hair that way? Lehman Professor Phillips says yes. And it can be especially tough on young people. It can skew their perception of themselves, and it can lead them to seeing their hair as something to be tamed or even reviled. Student Madison Frame says she was trying to tame her hair by making dreadlocks. But that effort could make it harder for her to get a job. Even still, she says she's not changing.
I've had people say, oh, you have such a nice curl pattern or whatever. Why'd you dread your hair? And I mean, usually my response is just because I wanted to. You know, the hair is on my head. It's not on anyone else's.
She says her hair has always just been her hair. But after learning about the history and the recent court case that upheld a company's anti-dreadlock policy, hair has taken on a deeper meaning. David DeRoche, WNPR News.